Let there be you, let there be me, let there be oysters under the sea, let there be wind, an occasional rain, chili con carne, sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the trees, someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove, but first of all, please let there be love.
In that song, isn't there? Let there be love. There is love indeed, from the great Nat King Cole. And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. All the usual things, I think, in all the usual places. I have to tell you, we have a rather long bit of posh, and I'm sort of thinking that I should split it in two or just play a bit of it. The problem is, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's the only violin concerto that Tchaikovsky ever wrote, and it's sort of like the first part of three, and it's just brilliant, and it would almost be criminal to sort of like stop it halfway through. So I think I'm probably going to play all 18 minutes of it, but don't worry, it'll be worth it, as indeed is this next lady. Do I love you? It's Ella. Of course I do.
Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss? The sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you never? Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Isn't heaven forevermore? I do, don't I show you I do, just as you love me.
Improve the program other than what I've already done. Beautiful start. Let There Be Love from Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald. And Do I Love You? So I hope you had a good week. I've had a good week since last week. Sister-in-law, unfortunately, still got a very badly broken ankle, so I'm sort of like a driving her around to various physical therapy appointments and stuff. I think she's got about another 6 weeks of it, quite honestly, although she's moving from the boot to the lace-up shoe, which I guess is good news. Means nothing to me, quite frankly.
A place that I see ever in my memory, the kissing tree where you held me so tight and you gave your lips to me. Beneath the kissing tree, hand in hand we would go to the sweetest spot I know, the kissing tree, there you said you were mine and you'd always love me so. Beneath the kissing tree, it was spring, the birds were singing on a leafy bough, and a heart heart, we made a vow, but the leaves began to fall, and now the boughs are bare, and you're no longer there. Through my tears, I can see in a misty memory the kissing tree. And I pray that someday you'll return again to me beneath the kissing tree. The kissing tree, and I pray that someday you'll return.
Rather nice, wasn't it? It was Anne Shelton hanging around the kissing tree, as you do. And before that, it was Ella Fitzgerald. So, ooh, three good songs, I tell you, were just like going 3-0. I think that's the correct way of saying it, or 0-3. I never really quite know. Anyway, I'm going to try and keep everything reasonably on time this week, except for Day at Night. I know that's going to be 10 minutes late. I'm just sort of let you know now. But time for some songs from Bing Crosby. We're going to have three this week. We've got Buckskin Joe coming, Hang Me, Oh Hang Me, which sounds jolly fun. And we're going to start off with a song. Well, I think you're going to know it.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri. Shenandoah, I'll not deceive you away. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Away, I'm bound away
across the wide Missouri. Hang me, oh, hang me until I'm dead and gone. Hang me, oh, hang me until I'm dead and gone. Hanging me, it's laying in the grave so long. Lord knows I've been all around this world. My pappy was a gambler and he taught me how to play. My pappy was a gambler and he taught me how to play. Said, son, don't you never go a-begging when you hold the ace and the tray. Lord knows I've been all around this world. Went up on Greenwood Mountain there to take my stand. Went up on Greenwood Mountain and there I took my stand. Rifle over my shoulder and a six-gun in my hand. Lord knows I've been all around this world. They put that rope around my neck and hung me very high. They put that rope around my neck and they hung me very high. The very last words I heard them say was, it won't be long till you die. Poor boy, He's been all around this world. Texas, steel backbone, head screwed on, ride anything that hair grows on. Buckskin Joe, where him go? I like to know. Buckskin Joe, steel backbone, head screwed on, ride anything that hair grows on. Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe. Big tornado from Laredo, so polite, love to fight, dance all night until delight. Heart like a whale, barbed wire tail, never fail, ride that trail. Steel backbone, head screwed on, ride anything that hair grows on. A Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe, a Buckskin Joe. Lion tamer, no man gamer, jolly gay, ladies say, love all night and ride all day. Yellow Mo, Del Rio, El Paso, Mexico. Steel backbone, head screwed on, ride anything that hair grows on. Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe, Buckskin Joe.
Very nice too. That was Buckskin Joe from Bing Crosby. And before that we had Hang Me, Oh Hang Me. Rather a sad song, wasn't it? And we started off with Shenandoah, which nobody really knows where that started, that song, but it's very popular. It actually gained popularity, believe it or not, as a sea shanty back in the mid-1800s, and it's sort of been around ever since then, and it appears in a lot of books that were published in the 1800s for songs for sailors to sing, including things like Harper's New Monthly Magazine, amongst others. I just thought he sung that rather nicely. We'll have some more songs from Bing singing around about the same time next week, right here on Angel Radio. Time now to go over to Germany, to Holger's house. Morning, Holger. Hope you are well. He says, hello, Roy. Sorry, I forgot you this week until I remembered it. Well, I'm very pleased you remembered it, Holger. Otherwise, I'd have to have said some very rude things about you, which I wouldn't have wanted to do, really, because you're a very nice guy. And he says, but I remembered it when I was listening to an old recorded program of yours. Oh, now see, now, if you listen to an old recorded program of mine, Holger, all is forgiven. Anyway, this week he has a song called Tiritomba. It was a number two for Margot Eskens back in 1956. The original, says Holger, is an Italian traditional, but he said, I'd like to play this version because it's a nice version by the Austrian tenor Joseph Schmidt from 1954. Sounds perfect, Holger.
Sarà gente alla marina per trovare un'innamorata. Gianca rossa graziata, farà proprio pesciata. Tiri tomba, nero vero ne ho le. Tiri tomba, tiri tomba, tiri tomba, nero vero. Oh! Sarà getta la marina per trovare la murrata. Gianco rossa graziata, fada proprio a pesciara. Tiri tamba, tiri tamba, tiri tamba, le luvera ne ore. Tiri tamba, tiri tamba, tiri tamba, la riova.
Well, that was rather fun. That was Joseph Schmidt and Tiritomba, this week's song from Holger's house. Holger, thank you so much. I really did enjoy that. And he sent not only the Joseph Schmidt version that we just heard also, but the one from the aforementioned Margot Eskens, and I might try and play that before the end of the programme. And apparently, according to Holger, Nina and Frederick, you remember them? Oh, little donkey, yeah, stuff like that. They did a version of that as well, so there you go. Holger, thank you so much. It's even later for you than it is for everybody else in the UK, so please, up to the land of Bedfordshire right now, and give my love to Christine.
We wake you up in the morning, we keep you on the go.
We're your company in the evening and at night when the lights are low.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality.
Now this is Jackie Dennis.
Light it up, oh boy.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Betsy would waltz with the strawberry blonde and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored and the band played on. His brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with the Lord. He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl and the band played on.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored and the band played on.
His brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with the Lord.
He'd ne'er leave the girl with the strawberry curl and the band played on.
Lombardo and his Royal Canadians there, and the band played on, and before that Jackie Dennis and La-Di-Da here on Angel Radio. Okay, I think it's time to get the time for the next song, don't you? Here we go. Let me just dial this. Yep. Here we go. All right.
At the third stroke, yes. The time on Angel Radio will be about 1935.
Thank you.
Very nice. Enrique Madriguera and his orchestra. Tony Sacco was doing the singing. I don't know, after Enrique Madriguera and his orchestra, it's Tony Sacco doing the singing. I love it, though. It was I Found a Love, and that was from 1935. Very good morning to you. If you've just joined us here on Angel Radio, Roy Beagley with you, and Angel at Night, and it's Beagley at Night. Time now for Beagley's Big Three, and this week we say very good morning to William, who loves in, who actually lives in Banff in Scotland, up there in Aberdeenshire. And he says, I hear him every so often on Angel Radio, but it would be nice to hear a couple of songs in a row. So perhaps if I suggest Eddie R. Norton three songs, you'd be willing to play them. Well, William, you did, and I will. Here we go.
The crowd sees me out dancing, carefree and romancing, happy with my someone new. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. They see me night and daytime, having such a gay time, they don't know what I go through. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you. No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad we're apart. And when I cry, my eyes are dry, ever since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love with you.
No one knows, it's just a pose, pretending I'm glad. Since our breakup, make believe is all I do. I'm laughing on the outside, crying on the inside, 'cause I'm still in love. Lonely people, just like me. Everywhere I go, I can see these lonely people with broken hearts like mine. Lonely people, their tears are real, and I know exactly how they feel, these lonely people are people just like me. I hear somewhere in a tree, he must know how we feel. He sings his sympathy.
Life is so lonely for those who walk alone with a heart that longs for love when love is gone. Lonely people, they never smile, for to them it doesn't seem worthwhile. These lonely people are people just like me. That's what they tell me, that's what they say. It only hurts for a little while, then all your heartaches will pass away. Somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back to me. It's so easy to be smart with somebody else's heart, but I don't know how to start forgetting you. What can I do? It only hurts for a little while. That's what they tell me. Just wait and see. But I will hurt till you come back.
Three great songs there, thank you so much. That was Eddie Arnold, and It Only Hurts for a Little While, so they tell me. Lonely People, and Laughing on the Outside, Crying on the Inside. Three great songs there, William, thank you so much, and do like Eddie Arnold. Great songs coming out of Nashville from him, and thank you so much for reminding us of some of the stuff that he did. That's William up there in Banff, in Aberdeenshire. And if you'd like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, as William did this week's, all you have to do is drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk, and let me know the artist. And if you want to choose three songs, you can do that, that's fine. If you want me to choose them, that's fine as well. You know, we're easy peasy lemon squeezy here at Angel Radio, so anything you want, we are very happy to do. William, thank you so much.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
So let's take a look at this week back then. And this week back then, in 1964, Leonid Brezhnev became the leader of the Soviet Communist Party, and Alexei Kosygin became the head of the government. And on this very day in 1970, Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau invoked the War Measures Act during the October crisis. And again, on this very day in 1984, the Bishop Desmond Tutu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
He was in New York City this morning when he heard the news that he had won the Nobel Peace Prize.
This award is saying that it recognizes that we in the South African Council of Churches are those who stand between South Africa and catastrophe.
And this week back then, in 1269, on October the 13th, to be precise, the present church building at Westminster Abbey was consecrated. And this week back then, Chuck Yeager made history.
First test flight. Captain Charles Yeager climbs down into the cockpit of the rocket craft. Details of these flights have not been divulged, only that the speed of sound has been exceeded.
This week back then, in 1953, a very famous book was published. It was Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. And on October the 18th, 629, Dagobert I was crowned King of the Franks. And also on October the 18th, but this time in 1597, King Philip II of Spain sent his third and final armada against England, but it ended in failure. Yabu sucks due to storms. The remaining ships were captured or sunk by the English. Mind you, this was a good day for Louis XIII in 1610 as he was crowned at Reims Cathedral.
The date is October the 16th, 1973. The time, 5 a.m.
This announcement was then followed by three verses of God Save the Queen, and then...
This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
Launched just a week after LBC, which was the news station, Capital was the music station, and just about from the start, it became Londoner's favourite music station, including this person here, who loved and adored the sounds of Capital Radio, morning, noon and night. So many memories, one of the great radio stations of all time, only, I think, exceeded by another. Yeah, this one, of course. If you happen to be watching Central Television on the 18th of October, 1985...
There's triple the fun, triple the action. Sundays on Central. Bernie Winters is getting personal, asking who's baby. Jim Bowen is going for the bullseye. Then it's all happening in Albion Market, 5 o'clock to 6.30. Sundays on Central, the ones to watch.
On October the 15th, 1935, the New York Municipal Airport was dedicated, later would be renamed LaGuardia. And this week back then, in 1979, supporters of the Malta Labour Party ransacked and destroyed the Times of Malta building and other locations associated with the Nationalist Party. And on the same day, a coup d'etat took place in El Salvador, overthrowing President Carlos Humberto Romero and beginning 12-year long Salvadorian civil war. And this week back then, literally, man left the planet for the first time. The Montgolfier brothers' hot air balloon made the first human ascent, piloted by Jean-François Billatre de Rosier. Presumably, the Montgolfier brothers were steering. This very day in 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis was created, and this time next week, the American president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, would make a speech.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. This government, as promised, has maintained the closest surveillance of the Soviet military buildup on the island of Cuba. Within the past week, unmistakable evidence has established the fact that a series of offensive missile sites is now in preparation on that imprisoned island.
The crisis would be averted 13 days later. Now, if you happen to be watching BBC television on Thursday, the 16th of August, 1952, well, at 3:15 in the afternoon, there was About the Home. It was presented by Joan Gilbert. Joan Robbins acts as chairman in a discussion on topics of several interests to women, including knitting, electricity in the home, and round the shops. At 4:00 for the very young, it was Andy.
Andy Pandy is somewhere in the garden today. Let's go and find him, shall we?
All right, yep. Oh, hello, Andy. It's probably with Teddy as well, but never with Louie Lou. Did you notice that? Television closed down after Andy Pandy at 4:15 until 5 o'clock when there was the Apple Yachts and the missing £2. Closed down again after that at 5:20 until 7:45 when there was Limelight. Newsreel was at 8:20, Holiday in Berlin at 9:25, and at 10:05 it was Junior Wranglers with George Cansdale and John Irwin. The Man in the Kitchen was at 11:25. That was Philip Harbin, who takes pity on one of the men who feels inferior in the kitchen. And finally, there was the weather forecast and news, but in sound only, at 11:10.
Good morning, everybody. And the BBC Light programme's beginning another day's broadcasting.
And on Thursday, the 20th of October, 1955, that started at 9 o'clock in the morning with the news, and at 9:10, it was Housewife's Choice. At 5:10, it was 5:10. At 10 o'clock, Phil Finch was with you at the BBC Theatre Organ. Music While You Work was at 10:30. Dari was on at 11 o'clock. There was the Morning Story at 11:15, BBC Scottish Variety Orchestra at 11:30, and at 12 o'clock there was a concert hour with the BBC Midland Orchestra. At 1 o'clock it was the Eric Delaney Band, and it was Listen with Mother at 1:45. Woman's Hour at 2 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock May I Introduce. 3:30 it was Variety, Music While You Work again at 4:15, and at 4:15 once again Mrs. Dale's Diary. Silver Lining was at 4:30, Band of H.M. Royal Marines at 4:15, and Tunes from the Theatre at 5:15. 6 o'clock in the evening, Jimmy Young was there with the songs The Thing, and at 6:25, Going Places, Meeting People with Tom DeBerf. All yours at 6:30, The Archers at 6:45, News and Radio News for Real at 7 o'clock, Sport at 7:25, Northern Ireland and England two-way family favourites at 7:30. Any answers at 8:30, 9 o'clock, My Heart Stood Still, third of a series of programmes devised and written by Richard and Alma Jones. News was at 10, Topic for Tonight at 10:15, Showpiece at 10:20, Dance Date at 10:30, there was a book at bedtime at 11 o'clock, Starlight Melody at 11:15, there was the weather forecast at 12:10, and the light programme closed down at midnight.
Well, that's the end of broadcasting for today in the BBC Light programme, with the exception of the shipping forecast on 1500 metres. But we shall be back on the air again tomorrow morning at 6:30 with the news summary, and the home service will be on the air at 6:45 with the market report for farmers. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, good night to you all. Good night.
And a very good night to you. If you walked into a record store on the 16th of October 1958 and said, "Give me the number one record," you would have been given this.
Stupid Cupid, you're a real mean guy. I'd like to clip your wings so you can fly.
Stupid Cupid,
I'm in love and it's a crying shame.
Stupid Cupid,
and I know that you're the one to blame.
Stupid Cupid,
hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't do my homework and I can't think straight.
Stupid,
I meet him every morning about a 8:30.
Stupid Cupid,
I'm acting like a lovesick fool.
Stupid,
you've
Cupid,
even got me carrying his books to school.
Stupid Cupid,
hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me.
Stupid Cupid,
hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, 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 stop picking on me.
Stupid Cupid. Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid from Connie Francis, of course, and before that we had This Week Back Then. Wasn't there a lot of orchestras from the BBC around there? I mean, I think I mentioned the BBC Midland. I also remember the Northern Dance Orchestra. There was the BBC Scottish Orchestra, the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. Danny Street sang with a lot of them, if you remember him from a few years ago. There was just a lot of orchestras around, which of course they had, because they had a thing called needle time then. They were only allowed to play so many records, and they got around it by having Danny Street sing Rolling Stone songs, which is actually very good. It's very enjoyable. I would love to find some of those old recordings. If you have any, do please let me know. Coming up in about 7 minutes' time, we have a little bit of Posh, and I have made an editorial decision, and I'm going to play the whole lot. It's going to be 18 minutes and 36 seconds, but it's really good, and you're really going to like it, of that I promise. But between now and then...
You look at me and wonder, you look at me and doubt. Darling, your eyes are asking, will the flame burn out? No one is sure of sunshine, no one is sure of dawn, but I am sure my love will last on. Stars are tired of gleaming, when I am tired of dreaming, then I'll be tired. Previn, and then I'll be tired of you, and that was from 1960. Going to go back a little bit further than that, I think, with our next one, Joe Stafford and Teddy Johnson.
Mm-hmm. November was April, and down the street came spring.
The rooftops were suddenly gleaming. A star fell and lay at our feet, my sweet.
The moment I saw you, I swear that time stood still. I still feel that magic, I know I always will. No word passed, I knew it was love at last. At the moment I saw you,
came spring.
And then the rooftops were suddenly gleaming.
A star fell
and lay at our feet, my sweet.
The moment I saw you, I swear the time stood still.
I still feel that magic, I know I always will.
No word passed, I knew it was love at last.
At the
The Moment I Saw You from 1951, Joe Stafford along with Teddy Johnson, Norrie Paramore and his orchestra there. You remember him? He used to do some good stuff as well, did he? Good old Norrie. You're listening to Angel Radio Bigly at Night with me, RB. You can hear us on FM in Portsmouth and Havant and the surrounding areas. You can also hear us online and I believe by some DAB things. That's all I know about DAB things, but you can get all of the information at angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh. And the reason that I'm playing this is that I mentioned earlier on about running my sister around, our sister-in-law around, because she's got a broken ankle. And I was listening in the car park the other day and to NPR, which is the National Public Radio, and our NPR here in Fairfield, Connecticut, county of, plays classical music most of the day, and they played this next piece, which is just so gorgeous and so beautiful, and I always get it confused a little bit with one of Beethoven's symphonies, but settle back and relax. We're going to hear the first part of the Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 55. It's the Allegro Moderato, and the person playing the violin is Tosi Spivakovsky, and we are listening to the London Symphony Orchestra, and I believe, actually I'm not quite sure who is conducting it, but he's doing a very good job. So settle back and relax. It lasts 18 minutes, it's longer than normal, and I promise straight after that we will have Doris Day. Here we go.
Thank you.
go. Some people love it and some people hate it. Some reviewers have said that Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto have says that it is an emotional intensity, it has technical challenges and influences from ballet. And then there was this guy called Edward Hanslick who said, the violin is no longer played, it is pulled, torn, shredded. And apparently Tchaikovsky did not like that review at all, and it stung Tchaikovsky so deeply that he could actually recite it by heart. I don't know whether it's any good or not. I just know, like most art, I like what I like, and I just happen to think that that was rather brilliant. Tosi Spifakovsky was playing the violin there, and it was Chalin's Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 35, and that was the first movement, the Allegretto Moderato, and that was the London Symphony Orchestra. And we'll have some more Porsche around about the same time next week. Right now, a little bit late than normal, but here's Double D.
Love is like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch. Now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. Seems to me you've changed the tune we used to sing. Like the bossa nova, love should swing. We used to harmonize, two souls in perfect time. Now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. 'Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. And so what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Tune your heart to mine the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're bound to get in tune again before too long. There'll be no desinfernal when your heart belongs to me completely. Then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me.
But look, there's...
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep, then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I?
You'll sing to him, spring to him,
and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. As I have roamed around, I've always found that love will come and love will die. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. Often came a night that brought delight, but ended with a lonely cry. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. I would be clay within love's hands. I would obey all love's commands. Yet like the ever-shifting sands, I drift away. Some peace of mind and put an end to wondering why. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye. To find some peace of mind and put an end to wondering why. It's always hello, my lover, goodbye.
illustrations on that, isn't there? Hello, my lover, goodbye. And before that, we had Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, and we started off with Desafinado, which was slightly out of tune, you may have gathered. And we'll have some more of Doris Day at the usual time next week of about 10 minutes into the second hour. Time now for comedy, and last week we had the first part of The Unexploded Bomb from Tony Hancock and the gang, and we're going to have the second part this week. Tony has just gone down into the cellar to see if he could find, I think it was a bottle of wine, and I think what he found instead was an unexploded bomb. So let's join the gang, and it'll take us from the middle right through to the end.
But look, there's great big dents all over it.
Oh, yeah, that was me. I was trying to break it open with a pickaxe.
You hit it with a pickaxe? You fool! Fancy doing a thing like that. Not ours, you might have damaged it. Somebody might come and ask for it back.
Oh, no, Tub, they can't. 1942. If it's not claimed within 6 months, it becomes the property of the people who find it. It's ours, Tub.
Oh, good. I've always wanted a metal thing with fins on. Buffoon. 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 What good is... Do you mind? What good is it to us? Dig it up and see how much you can get from the rag and bone man on it.
Oh, well, you can't. I've tried. It's embedded too far in the ground.
Oh, you two, where's the wine? My tongue's hanging out up here.
Can I give you a hand to decant it?
No. Stay there, Vicar. Don't bother to come down. We're just trying to select a bottle to suit your palate.
Oh, dear, no.
Oh, he's down.
Now, good heavens.
What?
Stand back.
What is it? What's wrong?
Over there, sticking out of the floor, an unexploded bomb.
Yes, it's ours. We're claiming it. Treasure trove, you know. It's a what?
A bomb, an unexploded bomb.
You mean that I've been lived down since here in down all these years?
I'm afraid so.
What? Here? Down in it. All of... Since... With me upstairs.
I don't think Mr. Hancock is feeling well. Perhaps you ought to sit down.
Yeah, come on, Tub, sit down, have a rest. Come on, old son, over here.
Thank you. Not on the bomb! Go and reserve me a bunk in the underground station. We're getting out of here.
Come now. This is no time to panic.
It's a good enough time for me, mate. I'm off.
We've got to notify the authorities so they can render it harmless.
When I think of Professor Penny, they're hitting it with a pickaxe. Oh.
Now, look here. We really ought to put something round it to take the blast in case it goes off. The ARP, they're always recommended sandbags.
We haven't got any sandbag.
Gooey, the treacle pudding's ready.
There you are. Put that round it. A hydrogen bomb wouldn't get through a treacle pudding.
You've got to be careful now. The slightest tremor might set it off.
How much do you reckon it weighs, Vicar?
It's a very large one. I should say it's a 2,000 pounder.
2,000 pounds, let's see. Scrap metal, 15 bob underweight. Iron, 75 bob. You reckon there's any lead in it?
No.
Oh, shame. That's 112 to 2,000, 3 calorie one. It's 44 plus cartridge. I'll give you 25 bob for it, Hancock.
Sid, how can you start bartering at a time like this? A deadly high explosive weapon might go off any minute and both. 27 and 6.
So,
you're wasting valuable time. We must get to a telephone and call in the army.
Yes, of course. Bill, I've got 27 and 6 invested here. You stay in the cellar and mind it.
Supposing it goes off?
Well, catch as many bits as you can.
Hello, Fred. This is our lucky day. They found an old unexploded German bomb in Hancock's cellar. What do you mean, so what? Use your loaf, boy. Haven't you always said if we could pull Hancock's house down, what a wonderful used car lot we could make? Well, then, if we play our cards right, we don't have to pull it down. Look, there's two things that can happen. One, the army gets the bomb out and Hancock's got a house. Or two, they explode it and Hancock hasn't got a house and we've got a used car lot. Somehow, I think the army's going to have trouble with that bomb. Start buying cars, son. Start buying them.
How long have we got to wait for the army to get here?
Well, don't be impatient. They've got lots of things to do. Besides, there's not many of them left now.
Well, surely they can scrape together half a dozen from somewhere. I expect they're all down the dance hall fleshing their 10 quid a week amount.
Oh, stop grumbling.
Well, it's no joke. It's been 12 hours since we phoned the War Office. I'm fed up with camping out on the pavement. Remind me to write to the council. Put in the street lamps out at 11 o'clock. It's not right. I climb up the lamppost, I plug my electric razor in. Halfway up my sideboards and they switch them all off. To put no finer point on it, it is a dead liberty.
Why don't you spare a thought for poor Bill keeping guard over it?
Oh, he's all right. Danger is only feared by people of high intelligence and imagination. He'll be snoring away, dreaming of cowboys and Indians. He doesn't know what it's all about. Hello? The army, they're here!
All right, chaps, all out. The best. Look lively and we'll be home in time for breakfast, eh? Sergeant Plunger?
Sir!
Get the arc light set up.
Yes, sir.
Right, chaps, cordon off the area, 200 yards.
Good evening.
Go away, please, this is not a sideshow. Can't be responsible for civilians. This is an army show, Roger.
No, no, no. Anthony Hancock. Roger's my brother.
No,
there won't be many people who know about that.
We don't want civilian chappies cluttering up the target area, eh, what? Right, go home to bed. That's a good chap, eh, what?
What's the point of going home to bed when I'm likely to be blown out of it? I just wouldn't be comfortable.
Oh, I see. It's your house, the little beggar's hiding in.
Yes, that's right, yes. 23 Railway Cutting.
Oh, bang on us. Oh, now, you can come and share. That's where it is.
Not me, mate. I've had enough of it during the war. I did my bit. Overseas, I was.
Really, sir? I didn't realize you were an old war horse.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, young fellow, my lad, I saw it all. France, North Africa, Italy, Tripoli, Japan, Malaya, Singapore, I saw it all.
He was the projectionist at the Camp Newsreel Theatre.
Oh. Well, we've got work to do.
Evening, all. How's it going?
Oh, not another civvy. Now, where is the bomb?
In the cellar, and you take care of my house.
You'll have to blow it up, mate. You'll never get it out.
Oh, no, sir, we never detonate unless it's absolutely necessary.
Oh.
Now, we always prefer to remove a bomb intact and explode it somewhere else.
Very difficult to get at. If I were you, I'd knock the house down. Run one of your tanks through it.
You mind your own business. He knows what he's doing. You get that bomb out without disturbing so much as a brick. Don't intend to spend the rest of my life kipping on a corporation pavement. With me beard at the mercy of the electricity department, not this lad.
Tell me, sir, you sound as if you know something about bomb disposal.
Oh, yeah, I've had loads of experience. Been working with high explosives for years.
Oh, absolutely first us. Well, I should be very grateful for any assistance, because quite frankly, this is my first bomb.
Get away.
Yes. I'm with the catering corps, actually. I knew that as well. I've only been in a week. Because all the older chaps didn't want to come. You know, their D-mob's coming up shortly, and they didn't want to take a chance. They asked me if I'd come. Wish I knew something about it, eh, what?
Well, I think it's very brave of you.
Oh, it's a bit of sport, isn't it? A bit of a laugh. Us university wallers love it. One gets so fed up with pajama parties, doesn't one?
Now, listen, mushers. I refuse to have amateurs tampering with my bombs. I want a fully paid-up bomb man.
Oh, don't be a spoil-sport. You've all got to get experience. I mean, that's your good sort. Spread your wings a bit.
If you touch that bomb, we'll all be spreading our wings.
Don't worry. This gentleman has promised to help out if I go wrong.
Certainly, mate. The thing to do is evacuate the old road and blow the house up.
Never. You can't touch that house. It's protected. That house is of historic interest.
I say, is it really?
Yes, it is. That is the finishing line of the Cheam pancake race, that is.
You blow it up, mate. It's an eyesore. It's an architectural disgrace to the borough. Lowers the tone of the old district. What we could do with it is a nice big used car lot. Go on, boy, blow it up.
You can't blow it up. There is a human being inside there.
Is there?
Well, I say a human being. He's on the voters' list.
Well, of course, that does alter things. I think we'd better have a look at the beast and size up the situation. Sergeant Plunger?
Sir?
Did you bring my swagger stick?
Yes, sir.
Good. I might have to poke the wretched thing a bit. And put the duck boards across the garden. I've got my swades on. Forward, chap!
It's down in the cellar.
See that? You never get your cranes down there, boy. You blow it up, son. Ooh, knock the house down. Get it out. I don't mind. Either way will do.
Hasn't it occurred to you that he might be able to disconnect it, render it harmless, and leave it there?
I say that's an idea.
No, it's not. You can't render that type of bomb harmless. It works on an air spring. The slightest move and it'll go. That is definitely a blower-upper, not a leave-it-where-it-is-er.
Yes, but mind you, we could...
Who is the expert here?
Well, you are.
Well, shut up, then. Come on and get cracking.
Excuse me, Lieutenant. I thought you and your men might be hungry, so I've made a fresh bucket full of spotted dick.
Why, thank you very much.
Don't take any. She'll be most upset if you take any. That's her breakfast.
Come on, Andy. We got down to the cellar and take a look.
Oh, yes, Splendors.
Bill, lash yourself to the bomb. Somebody's come to blow it up.
Come away from that bomb. There's a good chap. I'm in command here. Lieutenant Pumphrey Farnsworth, Royal Army Catering Corps.
What are you going to do, fry it?
Put that man under close arrest, Sergeant.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm not in the army.
Thank goodness for that. Now, let's have a look at this naughty little bomb. Mm. Yeah, yes, yes. Which is the bit that goes bang?
Over here. That bit there. You run a wire around it to about 200 yards away, press the plunger, she blows up and you can go home. I reckon you could be in your pajamas and off to a party within half an hour.
Well, you make it sound awfully attractive. I think we'll do that, eh, Juan?
I protest most strongly. Can't just go around blowing up houses willy-nilly. It's dangerous.
He's right, you know. The flying debris might hit somebody. We'll have to remove it and explode it elsewhere.
That's my boy. Well done.
All right, then. You don't want to blow the house up in case somebody gets hit by the bricks and stuff, right?
That's right.
All right, then. That's it, then. Knock the house down, cart the bricks away, then blow it up.
Yes, I think you're right. I'll get the pioneer car onto it right away.
But this is illegal. The local authorities will have something to say about this.
May I remind you, I'm in charge here. Sergeant Plunger?
Sir.
Did we bring a bulldozer with us?
Yes, sir.
Knock this shack down, will you?
I can't look. Look at me mock Tudor gable lying in the dust.
Stand back.
Oh, no. Not me asbestos conservatory with the imitation grapevine. All these treasures lost to the nation forever.
Well, that's it. Same much for the house. It didn't take long, did it? Half of it fell down when we took the front door off. Well, now to detonate the bomb. Sergeant Plunger.
Sir.
Have you wired the bomb for detonation?
Sir.
Right. Stand back, everybody. Sergeant Plunger.
Sir.
Press the plunger.
Hey, the tail's shot off. A bit of paper's fallen out.
What does it say?
I think it's in French.
He always says that if you give him anything to read, it's a cover-up. Give it to me. Oh, yes. How very interesting. So you've knocked my house down for this.
What does it say?
This bomb is the property of the BBC Television Scenery Department.
Don't you remember the man you bought the house from? He was a BBC producer. He did all those war plays. He must have brought it home as a souvenir or something.
You pulled my house down for a dummy bomb. I'll have the law on you.
I say, it's touchy, isn't it? Now to come out on a cold night like this, no gratitude at all, some people. All right, Jeff, nothing more to do here. Put the arc lights on the lorry, right?
I like Hancock. Say like, yeah. Look, boy, I tell you what I'm going to do. I can see you're down and out. No money, nowhere to go. I'll give you 50 nicker for the land. It's no good to you without the house. And with the 50 nicker, you can find some digs, make a fresh start.
Oh, it's very kind of you, Sid, and I do appreciate it. One only finds one's real friends in times of trouble.
Is it a deal?
Yes.
Good boy. Fred?
Yeah?
Drive the cars in, boy. Here we are, Fred. The Sydney James Car Mart. What a beautiful sight. 20,000 knickers worth of second-hand cars piled nose to nose. What a bit of luck they found that dummy bomb.
Here, Sid. Was that dummy bomb like this one here?
Oh, blimey, another one. That bloke must have been collecting them. Caught strafe England Isle Hitler.
Are you sure it's a dummy, Sid?
Of course it is. Unscrew the tail. You see the label inside.
Here, Sid. Listen.
Run for it!
Hello, Sid.
What do you want?
What a pity about all your cars, isn't it?
Go on.
Yes, well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yes?
Just for you, of course.
Yes.
Special favour, a friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll give you 25 quid for the scrap metal. Ah, ha, ha.
Ah, ha, ha. Very good.
At Son Orchestra and Pigalle from 1934. He actually wrote that as well, not only the tune but the lyrics, although there was no lyrics in that version, but you know what I mean. And before that, of course, at the second half of the unexploded bomb from Tony Hancock and the gang. Andy Jakes was in there, and Sid James and Bill His name's gone out of my head. It'll come back. Kenneth Williams, of course. And it wasn't Bill Curtis, was it? No, it will come to me. So I hope you enjoyed that. Where are we off to now? Got a couple of songs less before the end of the programme. We've got 9 minutes. Let's have this now from 1955. It's the theme from The Medic.
Blue star, when I am blue, all I do is look at you. For I seem to find peace of mind, and I never get lonely when you shine from afar. With you away up there, I don't dare to have a care, for I want to show that your glow lets me know that you know that I'm not blue.
This is Nick Lucas, who was the singing troubadour.
Sin, I'm a sinner too. lady, when you play for me, night turns into day for me, and though angels pray for me, I belong to you. Senorita, sweet Chiquita, I could eat your heart. Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, sing your song of sin. Though I fear you, let me hear you play. Play your mandolin.
Play your mandolin. I'll be back 2 weeks' time. Ta-da.
Mandolinen und Gitarren hell erklingen, Musikanten fröhlich singen. Alle Burschen, alle Mädchen gehen zum Reigen und mein Liebster ist dabei. Tiritomba, Tiritomba, immer möchte ich in deine Augen sehen. Tiritomba, Tiritomba, denn die Liebe ist so schön.
Tiritomba, Tiritomba, immer möchte ich in deine Augen sehen. Tiritomba, Tiritomba, denn die Liebe ist so schön.
Und er sprach zu mir von Treue und von Liebe, ach, wenn's immer doch so bliebe. Gab ein Ringlein mir und eine rote Rose in der schönsten Nacht im Mai.
Tiritomba, Tiritomba,
einmal möchte ich noch in deine Augen sehen.
Tiritomba, Tiritomba, wenn die Liebe ist so
aber kam er nicht mehr wieder, es verklangen all die Lieder. Und verblüht ist auch die dunkelrote Rose, denn das Ringlein brach entzwei.
Tiritomba, Tiritomba,
einmal möchte ich noch in deine Augen sehen.
Tiritomba, Tiritomba, denn die Liebe ist so schön.